Karibuni Rafiki, welcome to the Mambo Jumbo podcast with me, Sonia, and
Chance.
And what's our topic for today?
Today's topic is very interesting.
How so?
It's a very interesting topic. It is something that we, personally, it's something that I've been thinking about a lot.
Yeah.
And this is such a heavy topic to me.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I feel like it's really good that we get to talk about this kind of things.
Mm.
Because then it just sort of like, I don't know, just gives you an idea. And then you know, sometimes you just get advice from people or like you never even thought that existed.
Mm.
So today's topic is very hot. Hot like hot tea. But before we continue, happy birthday to me.
You didn't even let me tell the people it's your birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
How are you gonna like just go like that? Anyway,
madam,
it's Chance's birthday week, so give a happy birthday, madam Chance.
Hey, happy birthday, madam Chance.
One time for the birthday girl.
Hey, 2 times
for
the
girl.
What?
How old are you now?
A lady never tells.
Okay. You can wish her a happy birthday down the comment, and you can wish her a happy birthday by subscribing. You can wish her a happy birthday by liking,
just subscribe,
comment,
like, just subscribe, like, and share.
Mm.
That's how it will make my birthday very good for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Because I'm celebrating this new age till next year.
Excited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But how's your week been?
Come on, lambs. My body's hurting. My back, my neck. I'm just like, I'm just surviving at this point.
Yeah.
The way I'm working, I'm just like, I don't know, I'm a type of person who like, I don't like being sick and I don't know when to take a break. So it's kind of hard. Like, I'm at work still, but like, I'm like, I shouldn't be here because like, I'm in pain. But then I just keep on pushing myself. I don't know. I'm so used to being like, also being anemic, right? I'm so used to being tired as well. So I don't know, like, if it's, I don't know. Like, I just don't know. Like, I'm always tired regardless of, like what it is, and I don't know when to take a break. I don't know when to like say no, like, oh, Sonia, just call in sick and just sit up. Like, I feel guilty. Yeah, I feel guilty, like, not like showing up and not succeeding.
Do you think you're pushing yourself so hard?
I think I've always pushed myself so hard.
But you never take breaks. You don't even take a sick day off. Even when you're sick, and please do not say that no, because I've seen you. Yes.
I'm trying.
You're trying.
Okay.
I think it was just me this year.
I was
doing
really
better.
When
in the middle of the year?
I haven't called it once.
You called once, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Once. I think that period.
Pains.
And this one has been moody. I'm here fighting with everyone. Just because Mother Nature has been calling me.
I've been very cranky.
Very.
I feel like my attitude has been changing.
She's so mean. Not to me, but to Joari. She's just been fighting with her like every time.
Cute. I feel like so for me, I was talking to my therapist. You know, I'm at the age where my hormones are now changing.
But still, hey, you can be nicer to her.
We need to a little bit.
But I feel like she enjoys it too.
She does. She likes it.
She likes working.
She just likes poking. She will see you're quiet and then she will just do poof. And when you respond, she's like, why? And you're like, he's telling it.
That's you.
Then
you
started it. But our topic for today is very interesting. I love today's topic. I don't know why I'm intrigued to talk about it more. But this is what I'm going to say. I love it. Why do you think I'm dressed in black?
Because you have a black heart. And
so
I don't know. You're mourning.
I'm letting go.
Wearing black, you don't let go. At least me, I can say, like, I'm letting go. I'm wearing white. You are wearing black. That black is symbolized that you're not letting go of anything else.
I am mourning.
Okay.
Of my old age.
Of your old age? I thought you were okay being...
I am not okay growing up.
Madam, serious now. Tell the people the topic.
Okay, today's topic is very interesting. It is something that we have been talking about.
Yeah.
Today's topic, it's healing. Mm. No, sorry, it's forgiveness and healing.
Mm.
And what is forgiveness to you?
Forgiveness for me is letting go and moving on and not letting it affect you. That's what I'm saying forgiveness is. Yeah, pretty much. It's like, I find like, we tend to, if you don't forgive, you're just holding on to it and then it's just like affecting you. And I feel like you do carry it on with your life. Like sometimes you're just angry for no reason. Because, but then there's a certain part of you, like you're still holding on to it, but you're not realizing it. Mm-hmm. So like by you not letting go, it just like it affects you in other areas of your life. You just don't see it.
Yeah. That's deep. So deep.
What's yours?
I think you've said it all. Forgiveness is letting go.
Mm. You and this money. Food, it looks every time I try this, you look like an idiot.
Right?
Yeah.
For me, forgiveness is finding peace.
That's good. Yeah.
Because if you do not have peace,
yeah,
then you've not forgiven people.
That's true.
Then you have not let go of your trauma, or like you've not even forgiven the people in your life.
Mm.
But how do we know that we've forgiven people?
When you're like, I would say, I'll use myself because like it's hard for me to forgive people. I won't lie, I'm still learning how to like
me too.
Not be petty. Because like one thing about me, like if you like hurt me, I tend to not like communicate with you and tell you the reason why you hurt me. I just block you. Like I'm serious, that's how I am. Like you just like you get nothing out of me. So like
let me block you.
Leave me alone. You just don't get anything. It's just like you won't even know like why I'm upset. Like, but then I feel like you would know like you did something to me. So like I just shut down. So like I'm trying to learn like communicate. People should know why you're mad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or why you're upset, or why did you block this person out of your life?
Yeah, because sometimes people are not aware that
they're not aware.
You.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why like I'm learning. But me, I'm very petty. Like I don't know. I can like if you do something to me, like you hurt me to the point where like there's no looking back. Like I'll just cut you off. And even if I see you, I won't talk to you. I'm serious. But that's me. That's what I'm saying. I'm still learning. I'm a work in progress.
I'm trying progress.
Because I'm like, yeah, that's what I've noticed about me. Like, it's just like, it's hard for me to forgive. Because, like, I still, especially when I see that person, I see everything they did. And I'm just like,
how?
Yeah. So,
do they even deserve that forgiveness?
It depends what you do, though. I feel like forgiveness depends on what you did.
The circumstances.
Yes. There's some forgiveness. I don't know, but like the thing is, you can forgive, but you can't forget, right? So like, I think I'm just learning. Not like, just turning the other cheek at some point too, because like there's only so much I can take from that person, or like continue relieving it.
There's some things that you can take from people.
Yeah.
To a point where even you yourself, you may like, no, this is enough. Is enough.
Yeah.
This cannot continue anymore, right?
Yeah.
The thing is that for me personally, I do not forgive easily. And I do not forget ever.
But you can't forget forever because like you learn from that, whatever happened, and for you to even be in that stage of forgiving, I think that you don't like...
Like, I will not keep reminding you.
Yeah.
It's just like, for me, once someone has wronged me, it's like you're my trauma. It's like immediately walk in the room, I relive what you did to me. That's why I can't forget easily. Like, I'll forgive you.
Yeah.
I'll smile. I'll respond to your highs.
So that's fake.
No, it's not fake. Like, I'll be like, hi, how are you? Good. But I want you to respect the boundary I've built. Like, do not go past that boundary. Because some people, they think like once you've forgiven them, they now want to bring that relationship back.
Yeah, it will never be the same.
And it can never be the same.
So, what I would say, like, in terms like of forgiveness, right? And like letting go of whatever that the issue and stuff. It's like one, like identifying what's the reason why you even you got to that stage of you guys being the way you guys are.
Yeah.
And what the person did to you. So like recognizing it and then also like communicating it, like talk to the person so they are aware of what they've done to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we might not, and also like try to see the other person's perspective, even though like it's hard for someone for you to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to do it, like just look at the other person's perspective. Mm-hmm. English.
Swahili.
Oh my god.
Hey,
no,
man.
I said it too. That's
Papa.
No, no, I'm not remembering myself. Perspective. Looking at the person and just recognize, like, trying to, like, see why they did that in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And also moving on and setting boundaries with that person. Because like that relationship will never be the same. And also like if you're gonna like heal that relationship and try to make it like go back to the way it used to be, you guys need to set boundaries so this never happens again.
Mm.
If
you don't have to.
You don't have to. It's if you want.
And
you
I guess forgiveness depends on the circumstances.
It depends what you do.
There's some things that people have done to people,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, this one I can forgive, but I can't forget, or
yeah.
I can never forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, there's nothing I hate more
mm-hmm.
once when someone knows that they've hurt you,
mm-hmm.
and they can't even apologize to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that sometimes people are not aware that they've hurt you,
mm-hmm.
but there's just arrogant people out there. It's just like someone will be like, what do I care?
Mm.
I'm serious. And this comes like from friends too.
Yeah.
Like they'll look in their circle
and
they'll be like, what do I care? If I hurt her, I have someone else.
But that was never your friend, if it's specific.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
And then you start realizing like this person was not meant to be in my life.
Mm.
Because then that's not your friend. If someone is willing to hurt you,
That's
someone is not really meant to be in your life.
It's not your friend.
And that person does not wish you well.
Mm.
And sometimes you forgiving and letting go
is
because you want peace for yourself and
yeah.
for other people.
Mm. Mm.
Because you don't want someone to be feeling like they've not forgiven me, they've not forgiven me.
Mm.
But you, if you know that you've wronged someone,
just
know that someone cannot forgive you without you actually asking for forgiveness. People need to start learning to take accountability for their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I've hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I didn't mean to do this to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope and I believe that you and I can move past this and mend what was broken. And people find that very hard to do and say.
But I find like it's hard to also apologize. Right?
It is very hard.
It's hard because like
but
you
then
have
how
to be the bigger
you,
person.
Yes.
And also like he comes like
sometimes being a bigger person does not work.
I know it doesn't, but I'm saying also like it's you coming and humbling yourself and showing that like you care about whatever the friendship or you have or do you care about the person, you have to be willing to forgive.
I feel like for me,
remember
how we used to talk about friends and like people?
Mm.
Like for me, it depends where I've placed you in my life for you to earn forgiveness.
Mm. Yeah.
So I have like family.
Yeah.
And I have like friends.
Yes.
Acquaintances.
Mm.
If you're an acquaintances, I will let it go very easily. You don't even need to ask me.
Just lie. Tell the people the truth.
No, I'm serious.
Shant.
Remember, I said family.
No, Shant. You know yourself. Stop
no, wait, people. That was a friend.
Ah.
No, let's be honest.
You
I've
know
said
one are you
family.
About?
I've said friends. I've said acquaintances.
Don't believe.
Which one?
Those other ones. Dead mama.
Ah! That one. But come on, some people, it's like. You can't even, like, be like, oh, you've hurt me. Because, like, you just
yeah,
look
that
at
one,
someone.
That one was no point.
Yeah, you just look at
it
someone.
Was a, it was
because
a last
some course. People, no matter what, they always want to be right. And they always feel like they are the victim.
Those two friends of yours.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, no,
and,
I know. That's
and,
how she was. I've seen it. Like,
that's
seen
how they
her,
are, even right
when
now.
When
right?
I seen her in person and
yeah.
I just see how she was, I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, too judgmental.
Yeah, very judgmental. And she just.
But that's what I'm saying. There's family.
Yeah.
There's friends and there's acquaintances. Those ones are
but I also do family members. Some of them I won't forgive you. No offense. No, I won't. There's some stuff family members they know, especially like it hurts the most when it's your own family members.
When it's your own damn people.
Exactly, doing stuff to you. And they know your struggles or they know your journey, like how you've been, like what you had to do to get to where
there.
You are.
Yeah.
And then they do shit to you. Especially these people back home, like you what is this? You try to like I'll say like my mom like and stuff, right? When she was like building back home and stuff, right? And then like the people that you trust, like when you give it, you're sending money to for them to help you build, right?
Take over that project.
They take instead of them helping you like to build your house, right? And then you're paying them on top of that to like oversee stuff, right? They take the stuff, they go build their own house with the stuff that you are like you're sending.
That's painful.
Yeah, so like imagine you're sending all their money, like you like you're taking away from like your kids or like what is this? Your trips that you could have done for yourself or like finance your life here. You're taking you like, oh, back home, let me build something for my children so they can go back home, they have someone to call home, right? And then you are taking from your own sibling, you're just taking you building it for your own house. And then when they come to see, they go back home and then they see the project and then it's not what you were presenting.
Mm.
It's completely different. So I'd be like your own family members would do that. Even like land and stuff, especially back home, they'd be doing it a lot. Like your own siblings, you're thinking that like, oh, they're my family members, so they're gonna have the right intentions for me. They're gonna be helping me out. And on top of that, it's never for free. Whenever you send people back home to do stuff for you, you always pay them to oversee stuff.
Of
right?
course, because they also like
and then
you have got to like upkeep money.
Exactly. And then they're taking them and first of all for the materials, they're saying it's this price when it's not. Like just for them to pocket
they
money
two
on top
times.
Of that. Double than that. So like if anyone wanna build back home, go yourself and do it. Because like there's no point of like
it's just do not trust people easily.
No, that's the thing I'm saying, like you think your own family member will be like have the best intention for you. Mm-hmm. But no, sometimes they don't.
No, they would always.
And then and that's hard for you to like forgive. How would they get a hard time forgiving that?
Yeah, you know, one of the I've seen my dad at a very low rest in life, and this is where and this is why I do not forgive. I forgive, but I can never forget. For me, we had a good life in Kenya. And I was snatched away by people my dad trusted so bad. Like people so close. We went from eating 3 meals a day to eating only 1 meal or to nothing a day. I went from going to the best school. I went from taking food to school to not taking food at all in school. And that was caused like by people that he trusted so bad. And I'm talking like people that would come to our house and I would be in the kitchen, me and my mom, and we'll make them tea and cook for them. It's like you've built a community with these people. And you guys are now like one. It's like these people would be there in terms for you for happiness in sorrows. And these are the same people that turned their back on my dad. And it took years and years and years and years and so many years for my dad, for them to come and like, to, like try and reconcile with my father. Right? And sometimes I sit back and I'm like, how did my father do it? Right? Because I know for him too it was not easy. I'm not very comfortable. Very comfortable. Because for him like it was not easy too to see your children struggle, to see your children go from a comfortable life to a life where you're all struggling. To my dad being the most respected man, to opening a kiosk with my mom and selling like donuts on the streets. And all that was caused by people that we trusted. I'm talking about people whose kids would meet in school and talk to them. People whose kids I would take regards as my sisters. But not really. Like, you understand that relation?
Yeah.
That's where my heart, that's where it comes from. I've seen people hurting.
Yeah.
My dad so bad. My dad, my mom. Mm. And it just, it made me so cold hearted.
Mm.
To a point where I said, F this.
Mm.
It's not worth it. And that's why when I love, that's why me when I say that I love someone,
mm.
I love you so dearly. And let me tell you, don't ever hurt someone that loves you so much.
Yeah.
Because once you hurt that someone and you take that love out of them, mm-hmm. you will never get that love back. So for me, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced it. And then these people, years back, like years mm-hmm. after now, they want to come and say, oh, hi, how are you? I saw you on Facebook. I saw you on Instagram. I just want to write to you and say, hi, do you remember me? I do remember you.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you reaching out.
Mm.
But guess what? I do not see you the same again.
Yeah, you don't see them the same. It's different.
Because I see what you put me through.
Mm-hmm.
My siblings do, like your kids were eating good.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids were dressing well. We had to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
For like things that were our, like, you know, basic human rights
mm-hmm.
or basic human needs.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would go to school, other kids are eating and you're not having a meal. That is hard to watch.
Yeah.
And people do not understand that sometimes it's okay to take your time and not to be rushed to forgive. Because this has to do with your mental state. This has to do with you being spiritually free. Like you're not carrying any guilt on you of someone's, you know, because sometimes you not forgiving people, it makes you heavy.
Yeah.
It makes your heart so heavy
yeah.
to a point where you feel like, oh my God, I need to let go. Mm. But you're like, how do I let go? And if I let go, does it mean that I've accepted what they did to me?
Mm.
Does it mean that I'm ready to welcome these people back in my life?
Mm.
Because that's for a long time. That's what I thought. And when I saw my dad forgiving,
mm.
I started forgiving. Because I thought it was like, it was time. But when these people started coming back to me, I put a line straight. I said, "You listen, I respect you. You're a good person
mm.
the way you are. But that was years back. And I would really appreciate if you respect this line that I've built."
Yeah. Because afterwards, like, it will never go back.
It will never go back. And people expect it to be. Some people, they want to jumpstart.
Mm-hmm.
You want to jumpstart. You want to go mm-hmm. back to joking, back to talking. Like, nothing ever happens.
My mom, she said the same thing. Like, even with those family members doing stuff to her like that. And then they want to be like, oh, so how are your children? So how is this? No, it will never be the same. You will never know anything that's going on in my life.
Yeah.
Because, like, you have.
I don't trust you anymore.
Yeah, I'm just like. You've done so much.
I don't know what you're gonna do to my kids on the whatever news I'm telling you, I don't know what you're gonna use.
Exactly. So that's how it is. It's just, it never goes back to the same it is. It's just you as a human being like recognizing it and letting go of it. Because like there's no point of you like carrying that heavy burden on yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? And being like, oh, what if I did this? What if I did that? Maybe if I did this differently, you would have been taken in a different way or would have been a different reaction and stuff. But no, it's just like you never know it. That's why we say you never know a person, right? Your own family member could be the ones betraying you.
They could. And then guess what? The people that you thought worst of are the people that are there for you during those hard times.
Yeah, so true.
And you be like, oh my God, this is what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we judge people so quick that we forget that we are humans and they're humans too.
Yeah.
And the thing is about healing. And healing and forgiveness, they are connected.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you're going to heal if you do not forgive. You gotta let go,
mm-hmm.
feel light, and then start your journey of healing.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get in the journey of healing
mm-hmm.
when you still have that burden and that guilt on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You will not heal.
Mm-hmm.
You will start the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You will feel like you're doing something.
Yeah.
But then immediately that hits you, it pulls you back another step back. Because like, you are not finding peace.
You don't. I've said it before, like too, with my parents and stuff, like getting divorced, I felt like, oh, if we didn't come to Canada, or if we did something different, like it would have never happened. Like my mom and dad would still be together and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I found it like, I also, like, I was so mad at my parents for them, like, getting divorced too, right? But then at that point, I didn't recognize the reason why they got divorced in the first place, right? Because,
yeah.
like, as a kid, you're looking at stuff, you're looking at it different, like, oh, they didn't try, so they don't love me.
They
didn't try hard enough
on
to work on it. But then it was at the point where they, like, it was not repairable. They couldn't fix it. So as I got older, like, I ended up, like, recognizing it. And to the point, like, I was, when I always say I was the angry child, whoever knows me from junior high, I was pretty angry. I wouldn't say I was mean, I was not nice. Because,
yeah.
like, I was carrying so much.
Ready to.
Yeah, I was, like, very smart at the mouth when I would say, like, snap. At the mouth.
I would embarrass you with my mouth.
I would snap. I used to snap a lot.
Me too.
So, but then I had to. There was that one point I was just like, I'm talking to the friend, we're talking about family and stuff. It just, like, and it hit me. And just like, wow, I never realized that, like, I'm carrying a lot and I'm so angry. Like,
and you're so young to even be that angry.
Yeah.
Carry that a lot.
And then I was just like, and at that point, I was just like, oh, my dad is not even, like, I was just saying, my dad, like, he's not even trying hard enough to see me. He's like, he doesn't care about me. My mom doesn't care. Like, anything that happens to me, they don't care and stuff. So, like, I was, like, so upset at that point. Like, I was very angry. So, like, me recognizing this and also, like, seeing the way my parents are, like, separately, and also getting older and understanding the reason why they got married. I mean, the reason why they got divorced in the first place, that helped me, like, release the burden and not, like, and not hold a grudge towards them. Because, like, I was like, oh, I see your characteristics and I see how both of you are, and we're not compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're so different.
Yeah, and people sometimes do not realize that.
Then, yeah, you don't realize that. Even though they say sometimes opposite attract, but sometimes
it's
a disaster.
Sometimes opposite is a poison to each other.
Yeah, so, like...
Yeah. I understand, I get where you're coming from. There's an event that happened to me two times when I was 13 years old and when I was, I think I've told you this before, and when I was young, right? And it affected my way, it affected how I saw men, the view towards men, that affected me a lot. I carried that for years with me. Because, like, I didn't even know who to talk to. And I remember, this is so funny, when I was 22, one of my cousins called me and we were talking. And then I said, we were just laughing, and then she said, how are you doing? Because not only he said, how are you, like, really doing? So I'm good. And I said, do you remember this person that did this? I said, yeah, I don't remember, I was 8 years old. What do I know from that, right? And then they're like, oh, this person is now in the US. And, but yeah, you know, you can't even blame them for doing that to you. It was your fault. Why did you in the first place? Oh,
shit.
And that phone call was the last phone call I had with that person. Like, right now, I can see them posting. They will call me, I never pick up. They'll text me, I don't reply. It's and they never just understand why. And I remember I was talking to my ex-partner one day, and then I was so mad that you're making me feel like it is my fault. It's like that, and then it was, it's, you see, so there's so many barriers in this journey of forgiving that you face, and you're like, even when people try to, you're a victim. But they would try to make you look like it was your fault.
That's true.
And then the one that happened when I was 13 years old was like someone very close to us. Someone related to my dad. Someone from my dad's side. And I remember one day they called. This was like years we've not talked. And one day they called my dad. And then my dad passes the phone and he's like, oh yeah, this person wants to say hi. And I felt a strange feeling. I took the phone and was like, and then I just passed it along.
Yeah.
And I felt very comfortable. And I went to my room. And I didn't come out until the next day. Then they were like, oh, you're always in your room. You're always in your room. It's because I'm trying to deal with my emotions.
Yeah, they don't understand that.
And this is where, and this is a very big thing. Parents, learn your child's character and personality. a child is always in their room, there's something. There's something that is making that a certain family member calls or comes in the house, you realize like snap, this kid has gone back to that is communicating to you.
There's something going on. Yes.
Someone as a friend, uncle, auntie is here.
One thing I'll say like about African people, don't be telling your kids that they should be calling everyone auntie and uncle. Because some of them, they don't be acting like their uncles or aunties. Yeah. Especially like with, I don't know, maybe some older women do that. Like some older men that be like doing stuff like that. They'll be like, oh, it's your uncle. As soon as you get of age, like you're 18, they start saying, fine, look at that, you've grown breasts. Oh, I should take you as my second wife. Aren't you my uncle?
Slappy.
Like, right?
Where's the respect?
Yeah, disrespectful. Like,
and then you want me to respect you after making that nasty comment. And let me tell you, and then when I say that I don't have kids, people attack me. But it's because you cannot move on in life when you still have childhood trauma with you. You have to deal with childhood trauma. When you have kids and you're not healed, trust me, it's gonna affect these people you've brought in life. Because you're not properly healed. And then you're bringing this other, and that's why sometimes as parents, people do not know how to deal with their children. Every little thing, you're yelling, you're shouting, you're insulting them. Look at your big head. You can't do anything properly. No, and then the child, now it's mental, you know, like me, the day that my dad spoke to me softly, I went and prayed. I said, I don't know what I did wrong, but I prayed. Because I was so used to my dad yelling at me.
Yeah.
And when I went to that room, I cried that night. And I didn't cry because this person called. It's like, it woke something in me. It woke a memory that I've been working so hard to bury. A memory that I don't ever want to think about.
But did your parents realize what that person did to you?
They did. And they know.
But that's stupidity at this point.
But the fact that you know.
Yeah.
And you think that, this person, I could kick them out of their house. At the end of the day, you guys are blood related. But my healing, my forgiveness journey matters to me more than any other blood relation I have with anyone. This is very important. I know that people are, let me tell you, there's arrogant people that will never take accountability of what they did. And they think it's okay that you guys are now laughing and smiling with each other. If you're hurting, tell someone you hurt me and I didn't appreciate it. And people, to some people, that's rude. You're being rude. You have no respect. You are not trained very well. But you're hurting. And it's okay to tell people I need space.
That's what I feel like sometimes, like, people don't realize, like, why you're, like, so snappy or, like, you're rude to certain people. It's because they've done some shit to you. Like, you just... Not everyone is aware of what they've done. They've done to you. So like you turn, that's your defensive mechanism. You just like be snapping at people.
It is my defense mode.
You just be blocking.
I went to an event one time, and I went to an event. So we were sitting, like, the tables were round, right? So this guy comes. Whoever was the usher put the guy beside me. I don't know you. You don't know me, and that's okay. Let me tell you. So this guy, you know, like you and I sitting like this, he has the audacity to take his hand and put it on my shoulder.
What's wrong with you?
I pushed his hand. I looked, my eyes communicate. I do not even have to say a word. My eyes will tell you how I feel immediately. It woke something, it made me so mad. And then he's like, you're so sensitive. How is it that a pretty lady like you can be this sensitive? This is how you guys chase husbands. I told him, let me tell you something. I don't know you, you don't know me. You have the audacity to take your stupid arm and put it on my shoulder. As my what? What relationship do you and I have that has given you that courage that you even dare the audacity to put your hand on my shoulder? If you want to listen to what the MC is saying, get up, go and move to the table close to what the MC is saying.
That's where you go.
but do not come in. And then you snapping, and then me telling you what I'm not comfortable with, you have the audacity to say you're sensitive. Mm-hmm. I even when I go home, I say these people are overusing the word since you're sensitive. Mm-hmm. I say some people do not know what it means to be sensitive. Mm-hmm. Me putting you in your place, and me as a woman telling you that I'm not comfortable with something, mm-hmm. it is communicating something to you. Mm-hmm. And if you're a man of integrity, if you are a man who respects women, who respects boundaries with any other person, mm-hmm. you say, you know what, I am so sorry. You're right. You don't know me. I don't know you. I shouldn't have done that. But for you to turn it around and be like, suddenly I'm sensitive, I'll never find a husband. Well, how does this connect to me finding a husband?
Do you, bro?
It makes zero sense. And then if I had kept quiet, he would think that it's okay next time for him to act like that.
That's what, you know, one thing, my mom, like whenever from the beginning I was young, right? As a little girl, my mom would be like, never let a man touch you, or just like be touching you like this and stuff, right? Don't ever touching you, all over touching
they'll
you.
They'll be doing
this. Oh, mom said the next day you'll be here, you'll be this. So like always say no, and always say
and
no.
And those comments.
And nobody's like, and they'll be just laughing, everything. No, everything's not funny.
No,
because like me, I'm not.
If you're not funny, you're not funny. I'm so sorry.
No, and it's not even about funny. Like it's just about you setting boundaries.
Yeah, like
me, I don't just be opening my teeth for anyone.
And I don't have to laugh at.
I'm not laughing at your stuff. Me, mm-hmm. I'm like with men, like don't get comfortable around me. Like no. I'm not your friend.
And then when you build boundaries, it's like you're too sensitive. Yeah, too sensitive.
Oh my God, in high school, one of what is this? Because the other girls, they were so used to, they were laughing and stuff. Well, yeah, they touched me. Well, I turned around and I slapped them. I'm like, next time you touch me. So they knew like not to play with me, right? Because my mom already set that boundary with me since I was a little girl. She said like, don't be letting men be comfortable, or even little boys. Because they go too far. They start thinking you're okay with certain things and
they
you're not okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they
just
said it.
Just pushing boundaries.
Yeah, they'll see what they can get away with.
Mm. And you know, for me, and that's how I just grew up. I became very sensitive. I'm very defensive on certain things.
Mm.
And this me, I don't hug people like that.
Yeah, I don't like hugging.
And then Joanne says, why don't you like hugging?
She knows me. You don't like hugging. I don't like
I
it.
Don't, I'm not a touchy person.
I don't like it either.
Even if like I'm sorry, even if I'm dating someone, we meet, shake my hand. If you don't shake my hand,
The only people are allowed to hug me is Samir and Samuel.
Me too, my little brothers.
That's it.
Like, I will hug you.
Yeah, because they're so cute. Like,
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but like, the big people, I don't want to, don't hug me.
Yeah, you want to be here, come in with your chest. How are you?
Maybe,
you
like, maybe like side hug.
Not even side hug. Me, I'm not.
No, but it has to be. But I mean, I don't know, like, man. Don't be coming near me.
Don't be coming near me expecting a hug. What are you expecting a hug for? I've met you only once, and you're my dad's friend. I've met you once or twice. Next time you want to be coming to hug me.
You know what I hate? You know those men will be beating.
And then they'll be doing like this.
I'm like, don't touch me like that.
You know,
me this way, so I'm like,
you give them their hand, and then they'll be like, what is that?
This
let me
time,
tell you,
the
me,
that wedding, I went to one of this company's wedding, and then I'm getting like a drink, you know, at the bar,
that place.
And then I'm asking him for a drink, and then he's giving me a drink, he's like touching my hand. I'm like, please, don't stop touching me. Like,
the drink, you could put it on the counter.
Yeah, I'll put
take it.
Like, why are you touching me like that?
There was no, this whole interaction
is
not necessary.
His wife
necessary.
Is there too.
Right?
He's just touching me.
No. It's not, all that is not even necessary. It's you putting the drink on the counter, take the drink, I go.
Yeah, that's wrong. Just doing the most for no reason.
But you know what? The journey of forgiveness and healing is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It has so many challenges.
Mm-hmm.
It has so many tests. People will test you.
The one thing I'm like trying to forgive myself is there's this lady who she every time I think of her, she makes me wanna cry because she had a big impact on me. Like just forgiving and forgetting, because this lady went through a lot. She was like, she went from having it all to not having anything at all. And then the way she used to like be like she was so forgiving to like her husband is the reason why they like even lost everything. And then for her, that lady, like I remember her because like, you know, when they say you do good things to a child when they're still young, they tend to remember like the good things you did for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
This lady used to look after me when there was like no one to look after me. Like when I was by myself, she'd be like, come Sonia, her name is Apolina. She just passed away. So that's why for me, it still hurts.
Mm.
Oh God, this lady. Whoever she is, like, may her soul rest in peace. May I, like, grant her Jenna. Because, like, she used to take time out of the day, like, to make sure, like, I'm okay. Because, like, where we were, there was a person who touched children. So, like, she was there, like, helping. Like, she would be, like, making sure, like, I'm okay. So, yeah. So.
Tissue!
Not tissue. Yeah, that lady. Yeah, she was everything. So, that one, like, I learned from forgiveness from her. Because, like, so many people did it wrong. People, like, basically shunned her from, like, society. But she was still willing to give. Mm-hmm. And still showing up. And still, like, still doing the most for people. But then people would not reciprocate that towards her. So I feel like that's where, like, I got my thing for, like, even getting into social services. Is because of her. Mm-hmm. She was just, like, willing to give every time. Like, I want to help. Like, if there's a problem, she's, like, there to help. But then people, like, as soon as stuff happened to her, they all disappeared. So then I feel like, no, I did talk to her before, so I did find her, because, like, I don't live in South Africa anymore, so she ended up, like, relocating to Burundi and stuff, and I did find her, so, like, I did talk to her before she ended up, like, passing and stuff, right? And I was able to, like, help her as well, because, like, she helped me, and I don't even think she realized that she helped me and shaped me. So, yeah, I'll say, like, with her, like, she has a big impact.
On you.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know it was gonna get heavy, but
that's yeah, good. Like, we need to be talking about these kind of things, right?
I also, even with my mom, like, I see her, she forgives so much. Like, people do so many things to her, and then she's still pushing. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I'm saying.
And you know, sometimes when you see that people like that forgive, it's because it has to do everything with peace.
Yes, having peace.
Because if you do not forgive these people. Mm-hmm. You will never have peace.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have peace, your conscience is always going to be heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, at this point in life, you're like, I better have a good, clean conscience that is well rested.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be like, yeah, I've forgiven this. I'd rather know that I've forgiven these people other than me not knowing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes things harder. Mm-hmm. Right? And me, I know myself very well. I know that I'm very kind.
Yeah, to a fault.
Yeah, I'm very kind. But I'm not kind because I can't say no. For me, when I'm doing something for someone, I think of next, this could be me.
That's true.
Right? And or I don't know what tomorrow has for me.
Exactly.
And if I do not do this for this person.
Yeah.
This same person, if it was me tomorrow, they will not do this. I don't even think if you're going to help me or not. At the moment, I just want to help you.
Okay, you do it for the kindness.
Yeah. At the moment, I'm thinking about you. But I'm thinking of myself in that situation. How would I feel? How would I be? Right? And I know that people wrong me a lot. That one? Oh, I know.
Yeah, I see those.
I know that people have wronged me.
Yeah.
And me, I'm used to people saying, it is your fault, and I will keep quiet. Mm. And we've seen that, like, even my family or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I've
seen it. Yeah.
And does it hurt?
Yeah.
Yes, it does hurt. And it hurts to a point where you're like, am I stupid? Like, why do I keep being ready to bring these people back in my life?
Yeah.
And just, like, you know,
yeah,
being there,
see,
right?
Yeah, I see the lot.
But the thing is, I feel like if I stop being kind and if I stop loving, I will stop and I will hurt the people who deserve it. And in giving and in kindness and in love, you will always have the wrong people that get it from you.
That's true.
But what you need to know is that the right people that deserve that love and kindness, they always bring that love and kindness back. And you know, like, when I had my surgery, I didn't even know that I was gonna have my surgery, right? And I didn't know who was gonna be there for me. And this is something that shook me out of nowhere. this is someone that I was just talking to about a few months. And when I got hospitalized, Johari was the only person in that room. I was very scared because this was like my first surgery ever. So I was shaking and I didn't know how the room was gonna be. I just didn't know what the experience was.
Yeah.
I started crying and I cried and I was praying.
Yeah.
I was shaking. And then Johari's like, "You're gonna be okay. I promise you're gonna wake up and I'm gonna be right here. I'm gonna be standing." And that was like, I went in that operation room like 9:30. I came out like 11:15 p.m. And Johari was the only person standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I didn't told people in my family that I was going into surgery. They knew that I was going into surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But she was the only person there. When I got out,
mm-hmm.
I had the whatever medication they give you. Yeah. So I was talking all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And she was laughing because she needed to keep me happy.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sad that I'm coming out of surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I was just sad that the people I loved so much and the people that I expected to be there, they weren't there.
Yeah.
And these are people that I have done so much. Like I would deny myself and give these people.
I see.
Right? And the person who was in that hospital with me was my boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
who at this time was still together.
Mm-hmm.
He had work,
but he would still...
and he was there until like 2 a.m. And I was like, you need to go home, you have work in the morning. He went to work, he would come. I was in a very stressing mood.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much anger in me. And I told God, I don't know why I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I am so pissed. It's not that I'm pissed that I've gone through surgery.
Yeah.
There's something else that is pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I need you to give me peace because I need to heal.
Yeah.
And in order for me to heal, I need to let this anger go. But how do I let it go?
Mm-hmm.
And God said, I remember I was just on the bed. I haven't eaten.
Mm-hmm.
The nurse comes in and she says, your partner keeps calling us. He keeps saying, Ashite, get water. So the nurse was like, in a funny way, but that was God saying, why are you worried about the people who are not there?
Mm.
Look at the people I've placed right now who are there for you. Why are you worried about the people that you have already let go? You need to embrace the ones that are there with you. Like, I don't want you to look at the love that you've lost. I want you to look at this love that is right here looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my friends. And that was my partner. And I remember I breathed out. Like, I had very big sight. And I went back to bed. And I woke up. And my partner, I knew he came to see me, but he left because I was sleeping. Because I could feel him. And he came and he touched my hand and he left because he didn't want to disturb me because I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
When I got out of the hospital, I remember you, my other friends, and him, especially him, he took care of me.
I remember he did.
I couldn't bend, I couldn't do anything, I couldn't.
He was helping you.
He said, at this point, I have to move in for a week ago. He came and he stayed and...
Yeah, I remember.
And that's why for me, when I say I love someone, I'm very careful of who my love is going to, because I just do not want my love to end up in the wrong places and hearts of people that will play with it anytime they want.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got out of the hospital, I was very depressed. I was in a very bad place.
Yeah.
Not because I'm coming out of the hospital, not because I'm broke.
Yeah.
Because of the anger I had in me.
At that point, I was just like, let me just go check. Every time I would get a chance, I'm just,
yes.
I'm just like,
even him, he kept calling.
Yeah, he kept on coming. Like, because me and him would rotate. It would be like, shift.
Yeah, I was in a very dark point.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you guys hadn't done it, I wouldn't be here today. I'm very honest about how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't talk about how I feel. I just shut down. My attitude changes.
Yeah.
and people will notice I go very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
People will be like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Are you okay? I'm like, mm-hmm. But people that really know me, they will be like, mm-mm. Today, there was something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, we are going for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that these people, oh, they want to be nosy. It's people that care about me.
Yeah.
So I shifted my energy to people who are around me,
mm-hmm.
people that are there for me, and people that are with me
mm-hmm.
at the moment.
That's what they say, like, you don't, sometimes, like, the family that you have is not necessarily your family, but the people you have around your circle become your family, and they even do sometimes more than what your own family, your own blood would do for you. So your family, you create your own family.
You do.
And with love, like,
you even create your own community.
And then with love, it's just like, that's what I mean too. Like, I don't use love. Like, I never, you never hear me say love
mm-hmm.
and stuff, right? Because, like, for me, if I love you, I really love you, and I don't
mm-hmm.
use that word lightly.
Nope.
Because, like, I'm not saying it just for the sake of saying it, or even like little things. Oh my god, I love that. No, I don't
mm-hmm.
use it at all.
Because,
like, I don't mean it. Like, nowadays, people just say I love you for the sake of just
yeah.
saying it, and it's just artificial.
Like, let me just say so that they will not be disturbing me.
Yeah, me, I cannot.
So that they will just hear it,
yeah.
right? And let me tell you something. You cannot find forgiveness and peace if you do not embrace the love and the kindness you're getting from the people close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the people who are currently in your life and on that journey with you
mm-hmm.
are the ones also are going to help you forgive and heal from the hurt that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Because you use them as examples.
Mm-hmm.
These people, they'll either remind the good or the bad of your past, and it's for you to work on it.
Mm.
Sometimes even healing,
mm.
it's about you as a person.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Are you ready for the tests that is gonna come along with this journey?
Mm.
More importantly, are you ready to let go? Because if you're not ready, don't start the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And letting go means that you're not just forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I called a friend and I said, I forgive you. And she was like, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I said, I know. I forgive you. But you and I can no longer talk like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that you've moved on and I've moved on. I will still say hi to you, but just know that you and I cannot go back like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that if I've hurt you in any way, if I have hurt you,
yeah,
like knowingly or unknowingly, intentionally or unintentionally, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm starting a new chapter,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to know that I've forgiven you. I have let go, and I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you also find the peace that you're looking for. And I hanged up.
Yeah, it's hard to.
And I haven't heard from those people in 4 years.
Yes.
But like we would meet in the parties and hi, okay, bye, and that's okay.
I was, when I said like, I was mean pretty much in junior high and stuff, like, I had to like apologize to people because...
I was a sad child also in high school.
Because
when
I was
17 years old,
I was younger, but like, yeah. I was like, I was just mean at that point,
wait,
I was just mean to
what you're going through.
I know, but like, so, but that's not an excuse to use,
yeah.
just like because you are going through stuff.
Just because you're hurting
your parents. Yeah, that's what I was, right? And I see one of the girls that I was so mean to her. I had to apologize to her because, like, then I look at her, I'm like, who should, like, I probably, like, she was probably, I probably ruined her life during that period.
Because,
like, I was so, like, I would just be saying stuff, just saying anything, and then just hurting her feelings and thinking, oh. And then the thing is, just like when you're younger, right? You think just being straightforward or like just saying whatever
it's
is in your mind is you keeping it real. No, you're just rude.
And you're
like,
not keeping anything real.
You're not
real.
Keeping it real. You're being rude to people.
Mm-hmm.
You're hurting people's
and
feelings.
And you're hurting people that don't even deserve it.
And next thing, that's why like now, like even my mom had to like talk to me. She's like, Sonia, you're so like slick at the mouth. Like you need to like watch what you say, right? Not just because you think you're keeping it real. There's a way of telling people like you're keeping it real and also being nice about it
mm-hmm.
and not hurting people's feelings, right?
There's
not
the right
everything
way
that
go.
Pops in your head,
you
say that's
it.
You say it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes control your mouth. You know, some people, this person's like this person's like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn to like, that's why like sometimes like, you see, for me, it takes a while for me to respond to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like, I think about it first before like I just say it. Because me, my mouth, sometimes it just can be going.
Mm-hmm.
I have
me
so
too,
much,
I have a very
so,
bad mouth.
Yeah,
now
so that's
also.
Why I'm just like,
yeah.
I have to like think about like what I say. Sometimes I'm just like, ooh, I might hurt your feelings.
Mm.
That's why like when I'm, that's why for me when I'm mad, I shut down. Don't talk to me. Don't come near me.
Me too. I walk
like,
away.
I walk away.
And then
like,
it's
me,
space.
And don't come near me.
Mm.
Like let me cool down. When I'm cool down, I'll come and talk to you. But if I'm mad, don't come near me. Let me.
And people need to start respecting that.
Yeah.
If you see someone.
Even
like,
at work, like I snap at work.
I do the same.
I snapped at work, and I was just like, "Don't come near me. Just leave me alone. Let me be." And then when I'm ready, I'll come and talk to you.
And that's okay.
And then I walked away.
Yeah, because if
like,
you don't take that space,
if
time,
I stay with you,
you end up hurting people.
I'll hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm just like, we just have to be working on ourselves, and
yeah.
also like learning to forgive, and also like releasing it too, right? Because like
mm-hmm.
it's not just for that person's peace of mind, but it's also for your peace of mind
mm-hmm.
and for your growth as well. Because I feel like when you don't forgive, you carry that thing with
yeah.
you in your, you don't see it, but
in
like
your new chapters,
yeah,
and
new chapter
your
life, like little things like
mm-hmm.
your career
mm-hmm.
like your life, like
mm-hmm.
it's just too much.
Mm-hmm. yeah that's true. And again, I did say earlier that it was gonna be a heavy topic, and it was a heavy topic. It was a very heavy topic.
Very.
So, comment down below. What is, when in what chapter in your life did you find it hard to let go, and how did you let go eventually? And send your relatable story on our Instagram DM under the Mambo Jambo podcast.
And you can take us on the go by on Spotify. And the Apple Podcast, as well as other, what is this, podcast streaming services.
We've launched in every other places. So you guys, it's official. We've started. This is our sixth episode, and we're so excited on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
We just started like 3 weeks ago. I mean,
it's now been a month.
Yeah, it's now been a month
yeah.
that we've started, and we're very happy on this journey.
Yeah.
And
just having the regular conversations we would have had without the camera, but it's
mm-hmm.
just now it's like...
Now it's like the camera.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Anyway.
Free advertisement. Free journalism.
No.
Free 101.
Yeah. Free therapy sessions.
Free therapy sessions, yes.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for.
Anyway.
Free therapy sessions.
Thank you for coming along with us and discussing our journeys.
Yeah.
Through healing and our life stories as
mm-hmm.
well. So... Bye, Rafikis.
Bye.
And see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.